Hello, and welcome back to our What You Listen To. Okay, so first off, a couple things. We got like a lot of things on the docket today, you know. We got, first off, the top five Cher songs. Okay, that's one of the things. Second off, I just did this right now, okay, so just be aware. It's been up for a while, but you know, I haven't really like done a plug for it, I guess. Let me see if I can find it. We have a Twitter, just to let you know, and it is You Are What You Listen To. So the Twitter, what's going to happen with that is I'm going to be sharing basically everything. So if there's a new episode, you can go and click on that, and then I'll send you the link, and I'll get you right to where you need to go to listen. So that works out. So we have a new Twitter. It's You Are What You Listen To. And like I just said, everything's going to be going up there. Because we also, I also added something new. So this is a brand new deal. And I think, yes I can. Okay. So I will be sharing both the Apple Podcasts and the brand new Spotify podcast to the Twitter. So new episodes, new episodes, playlists right now for Spotify and Apple. So the Spotify ones and the Apple ones are going to be a little different, but they should overall be the same. I think we got a pretty good lineup this week. I think I threw in a couple older ones, but I think actually we have a pretty decent like spread, and I think there a lot of them are really good songs and really cool songs. So I'm just excited for you to listen. I'm really excited. So then you can also, now with Twitter, you can send me messages and stuff. So I'm excited for the Twitter. You Are What You Listen To. That's what it is. And I'll be sharing new episodes, playlists. Awesome. Okay, so next on the docket, if I can remember correctly, is the top five Cher songs. Top five Cher songs after this ad. Okay, welcome back from that ad. So now we're going to do the top five Cher songs, in my opinion, so you don't have to agree with me on this one. But I think my first one is going to be kind of like a classic, you know. Cher, here's the thing about Cher. She has that one in a million voice. Let's all be honest. One in a million kind of voice. But she still, she one in a million voice, but she's also a great storyteller, kind of like Elton John, how we're talking about, I think, last week or this week. I don't remember. But how he is just a storyteller. And I think Cher is that way too. And I think a lot of her songs are just kind of stories. And I think that's what makes a really good artist. Is if they can tell you a story within a song. And when you listen to the song, you understand the story, you know? But my first song is Just Like Jesse James. And you know, I'm going to be honest. My mom actually made me listen to this song. But I really like it. I think it's got that kind of tempo and that beat that kind of gets stuck in your head. And I think the song overall just gets stuck in your head. I think it's just a really good song. And Cher does a really good job in it. And I think the tempo's not too fast for the song. It's just a perfect tempo for the depth and tone of the song. So this song, actually, for number four, I ran into just a couple days ago, it's called Dark Lady, and I listened to it, and it's kind of an upbeat song, which you wouldn't think with the title Dark Lady it would, but it's a really upbeat song, and it's got a really good tempo, really good beat, and the song, I think, just overall, it gets stuck in your head, kind of like all Cher songs, but I think this song just has, like, a different depth to it, I guess, than the last one, but that's always up for you to decide. But this next one's an interesting one, you know. With Mamma Mia originally coming out, and the biggest ticket item on that, the first original Mamma Mia was Meryl Streep, but then the second one came around and it was Cher, basically. Cher stole the show. But then a couple months after, I think, the release of Mamma Mia, or maybe it was even before, I cannot remember, Cher made a Dancing Queen album, and it was just all different sorts of ABBA songs, but it was more of like the motor overplayed ones, in my opinion. But it was just like, here, I'm gonna find it, but it was just like Waterloo and SOS and Fernando, and it was just all sorts of different ones. Yeah, so like Waterloo, Mamma Mia, so, and it was all her own version of it, which was really cool, kind of like the Elton John Diamonds, or no, not Diamonds, revamped for the pop and country. It was their own version of it. But Cher did a really exceptional job on SOS. It was a really good song. Like, I'm not even joking. It was really good. It was probably one of my favorites on that. And she brought a depth to it that I don't think ABBA brought to it, or even Meryl Streep and Pierce Brosnan. She brought a depth to it, and I think that's really an incredible thing with Cher's voice. She brings a depth to a song that other people don't bring to it. I feel like she and her tone of voice and the melody she brings just turns a song around. Even though when Pierce Brosnan and Meryl Streep sang it in the first one, it didn't sound like they were really like in SOS. It's like a song like trying to get people to see you, but when you're right there, especially your loved one. And I think Cher brought that intent into it, and brought that intent, or that meaning into it. And I feel like that's why it was such a good song for her to do. So I thought it was, that's number three, SOS. If you listen to it, you will not regret it. So that was number three, SOS. So number two is Believe. And now some of you are going to question it, but I think it's a really good song. And it's the only time Cher has ever used auto-tune up to that point, I think, when she released that. So that just shows the depth of Cher's voice. Because if she's only had to use auto-tune one time in a long-spanning career, you can just see how good she is. Because here's the thing. Yeah, Cher has only had to use it one time. One time. This whole time. And it's on Believe. And that's not even her best song, in my opinion. Believe is good. It's catchy. It's upbeat. It brings a lot of energy. But I just don't think, you know, it was the greatest song. So that's why I always have, that's why it's, I have a number one. But just overall, that song's really good. Upbeat tempo. Just a really good layout. And just how the song meshes together. But I'm going to put in one more ad, and then I'll give you the number one, and then I'll do a recap and of everything that I talked about. Okay, so after back from the ad, I have my number one here now. Better be excited, better be ready. And it is If I Could Turn Back Time. And you're like, whoa, slow your roll. That is for sure not one of Cher's best songs. But I totally disagree with you. Because the one reason why I think it's the best song is because of the story. And now I'm a big story kind of guy when it comes to songs. You know, they can have a great upbeat tempo, but if the story really doesn't go with it, you know, it's just not my kind of deal. But If I Could Turn Back Time is just a really good piece, you know. It's a really good piece of music. And I think it's just kind of, it talks about turning back time. And if you could find a way, she would, like, they would take back all the things that would hurt you. And it's just like kind of like that breakup piece and be like, oh, if I could go back, I would do this differently, or I would do that. When you break up with somebody and you're like, oh, if I could just turn back time and take all those things away that hurt you. I think that's kind of the best part of the piece, is because everybody, even if it's not a breakup, if you're just saying something, you want to go back in time and redo it so you don't have to go through the humiliation or the pain or whatever. And I think that's what the song, even though it's a little bit more upbeat, but I still feel like the song is still, or the story is still consistent throughout the whole song. And just like what the meaning of the song is. Just turning back time so she could take back all the things that she said and just change them so that she wouldn't have to go through it again or something like that. And I think that's why, for me, it's my number one. Okay? So now, I'm going to run over a quick the quick list of 5 through 1, and then I'm going to just do a quick recap on the other stuff I said at the beginning of the video. So, my top 5 Cher songs are Just Like Jesse James, Dark Lady, SOS, Believe, If I Could Turn Back Time. Okay? So those are my top 5 Cher songs. So then, I'm going to recap the beginning. We have a new Twitter. You are what you listen to. That's the Twitter. Okay? And I'm going to be posting new episodes, a new playlist, because I'm going to put on there the new playlist for Apple and the new playlist for Spotify. And I'm super excited about those. You know, we have Florence and the Machines on the new playlist. We have, who else do we got on there? It's Avicii? Avati? I don't know how you say it. I'm sorry if I really screwed that up. Because that one's, it's SOS, and I brought that one back. Bastille, Bishop Briggs, that was a really good song. Weezer, Celine Dion, just to name a few. So get excited about those and listen to those. I think some of those are my favorite songs right now to listen to. And I'll hopefully find some new songs here. I gotta listen to some alternative radio and a few pop radios, you know. But, so the Twitter is You Are What You Listen To, new episodes, new playlists. Super excited, super pumped. But I also want to say, if you do follow the Twitter, share it with your friends. Because I want everybody to be able to listen to this. You know, I want everybody to come to this podcast, just listen, see maybe what they like, or give me new suggestions for new podcasts. So please share with your friends, family, neighbors. And this is You Are What You Listen To, and I want to thank you for listening.